and welcome to episode 35 of the Hollywood Knitter podcast. My name is Allison, and I'll be your host today. I'm recording fairly late at night on Wednesday, June 26, 2013, from Los Angeles, California. In today's episode, you can expect some applause, in the can, now playing, a bit of gossip, a trailer, press junket, and production notes. Let's get started, shall we? Hello, everybody. I'm here and recording and fairly happy about it. It has been a struggle to record this episode for whatever reason. I'm really feeling these summer blahs right now. And so I had to like kick myself in the butt to say, hey, I want a podcast and tell people what I'm knitting. And doing it, like just forcing myself to do it, is a good thing. So hopefully you guys will enjoy hearing about what's been going on in my knitting and in my life. And as always, thank you guys so much for taking the time to listen. I know there's lots of podcasts out there, and I really appreciate everyone who listens to me. Applause. I'd like to start off by giving a big hello and welcome to those who took the time to introduce themselves and the new member thread of my Ravelry group for the Hollywood Knitter podcast. So a special hello to Wild Pony 2, who is Janice from California, as well as Obenya, who's Kathy in Ohio. I think I kind of butchered your Rav name. Anyways, thank you guys so much for taking the time to introduce and tell me a little bit about yourself in the welcome thread. I really appreciate it. I also like to thank someone. Someone recently gave me a new star rating on iTunes, which I appreciate. I don't talk about iTunes that much, but if you have the time or the inclination, all of us podcasters appreciate you giving us a review or a star rating. Mainly because, for me, it just helps me say that people are out there and they like what I do. And so I like that. And the last thing is a last call, not last call, but another call for the last winner for my March-April contest who hasn't contacted me. The other three winners did. Hopefully they've all received their prizes by now. But I still have not heard from Sandra Rum Sandra. So Sandra, please PM me with your address and let me get your prize out to you. In the can. Let's go right into knitting. Because I feel, I don't know what it is, like right now I feel like I'm in the black hole of knitting. Like I keep knitting and knitting and knitting, and I feel like I'm not finishing things, but I am because I have two FOs to talk about, but I still don't really feel like I'm, for as much knitting as I'm doing, I'm finishing anything. Yeah, I'm in like the black hole. But one of the first things I did finish, let's talk about, because I was under a deadline, was the granny stripe baby blanket I was making for my boyfriend's sister as a gift for her baby shower. And I decided to crochet it mainly because it's faster for me to crochet. And I wanted to finish it on the deadline and get it to her before her shower because I didn't actually end up attending her shower. I knit this from May 25th through June 16th. So it took me about 3.5 weeks and it ended up being huge. When I started making this, I went to look and see what size like a typical baby blanket should be because I don't have babies and I don't have a lot of friends with babies right now, though that's changing. And I saw someone post somewhere through Google that I did because I get all my information via random websites through Google that they liked like a larger blanket, like a more a crib size blanket, I guess, or maybe even a little bigger. So I aimed to do that, but then it kind of defeated the purpose of like making a quick blanket because it was pretty big. So I ended up chaining 145 stitches and I knit this on a G crochet hook. So with a worsted weight yarn, I used stuff I had in my stash. So I use mainly Lion Brand woolies in a gray with stripes of black, which was also woolies, and then stripes of red, this maroony red, which was a leftover skein of my Barocco comfort worsted that I'd used to make a sweater. After all was said and done, it ended up being like 3 feet by 4 feet, which I think is a little bigger than like a baby blanket, but now I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe it will be like a toddler blanket or a small child blanket. I don't know. I think it turned out really nice. I ended up doing the stripe pattern, granny stripes from Lucy 24 or Attic 24. So they basically look like three double crochets every other one. So it kind of looked like the same kind of shape you do in a granny square, but they were just striped back and forth. And then I did a border of single crochet around it in black. And I'm happy with how it turned out. I did cut it down to the wire. I was weaving ends in as we were going to meet my boyfriend's family for Father's Day at Mount Baldy, which is a local peak. They have a restaurant at the top. And so we bought a Groupon or something where you took the ski lift, which obviously is not being used for skiing, in the summertime, and you can go up and you can have a meal at the top. So that was kind of fun. But I wanted to give her this gift then because I knew I wasn't going to make the baby shower the following weekend. And then this saved me from mailing it. So I'm weaving in ends in the car as we go, which I was just like, okay, how long is it going to take us to get there? An hour. I'm like, okay. And I finished with a good 10 minutes to spare. And I wrapped it in the car. I brought like a bag and some tissue paper and wrapped it. I also went into my gift box, which pulled out an oldie. And I had to go back in my Rav page to see how long ago I'd knit this. But I pulled out a baby surprise sweater from Elizabeth Zimmerman's pattern that I had knit in April 2009. So 4 years ago. In Blue Moon Socks That Rock Lightweight. And it's a gorgeous sweater. It's in a colorway called My Blue Heaven. And so it's really awesome tealy, like blue, perfect for a little boy, which she's having. And I also had knit some like little baby booties to go with it way back then. And then they went into my gift box waiting for the perfect recipient. I decided this was the time. She is very knitworthy. I have gifted her knit things before and she wears them and she appreciates them. I was happy. And even though I didn't make the shower, they did bring it to the shower so that everybody could ooh and ah, and they took a picture of it for me. That was really nice. The only sad thing is that I didn't get any good pictures of it. I took like a picture, like threw it on the dashboard as we were driving up before I wrapped it. And I took a picture of it there. So the picture's not the best, but I think it will be a great project. It was really easy to do it in a totally washable yarn, so she'll be able to wash and dry it, throw it in, and it will just be a really nice warm blanket. The other thing I finished, which is an OMG, thank you, I am done. I finally finished my Worth Avenue cardigan. This was a cardigan by Sarah Wilson from the Knit Scene Summer 2012 that I've been working on since August of last year. August. Now, I know a lot of people out there have whips that they have for years that, you know, whips turn into UFOs and then they just sit around. I can't have that. Like, I have to finish things or rip them out. Like, it just bothers me. And I don't like them to take this long. Not at all. I had said that I'd finished all the knitting and I had, and I just needed to block it. And I finally did that a few days ago. Final thoughts on it. When I try it on, love the yarn. Love the feel of the yarn. I knit this in Knitting Notions Classic Merino Bamboo in Berry, which is this like lilac-y purple color. And I love the yarn. The bamboo and the merino because I did a full wet block and then pinned it out. It's so soft and drapey. It's gorgeous. When I tried it on initially, I wasn't sure about it because the sleeves, I ended up doing the full sleeves because I had to go back and get another skein of yarn, if you've been listening, because I ran out. And so I did the sleeves per pattern. But the sleeves where they fell on me, where it ended, was past my elbow, like a little past. So it's like this weird, awkward kind of fall, I think. I put some clothes on to do actually a photo shoot, and I was going to have my boyfriend take some pictures. So I threw on a pair of leggings and a tank top, and I threw it on over it. And then he had to take a nap. And so I was just wearing it around and I'm just like, hey, this is really comfortable because the shape is like a U-shape cardigan. There's no button, no closure, but because of the shape where it bells out a little bit, it stays on my shoulders and I didn't have to pull it up. And in terms of the body, it's perfect. Like it fits perfectly with just enough drape on it that it doesn't bunch anywhere. It doesn't tight. It's the right length. that part is gorgeous. And the sleeve sort of grew on me. And there, sadly, if you go look, there's probably, I'm going to put some pictures up. By the time he got up, my light was horrible. So the photos aren't the best. So I am going to try to get some more photos of it up in a few weeks, but we're about to go into a major heat wave in Los Angeles. And yeah, a cardigan sweater photo shoot. I just don't care that much to put myself through that. But I will, when I get a chance, I think I will be wearing this. I'll throw it on over a sleeveless dress or a sleeveless shirt or something, because it's light and drapey. And I really think I'm more in love with the yarn than I am necessarily the pattern. But they worked well together, and I think it's something I'm going to get a lot of wear of. Also, every time I put it on, I think I'm going to think of SSK, because that's where I got the inspiration. The inspiration was from Megan Just Run It. She had made one, a short sleeve version. She wore it at SSK. I fell in love with it. I had to have it. Bought the yarn at SSK, which Megan helped me pick out. And then I started it and then took forever to finish it. But it's one of my SSK projects. So I am happy that I at least finished it before the next SSK. That was my goal. Deadline to myself. And that's all the FOs I have. Now playing. In the now playing, the things I feel like I've been knitting on forever, the black hole of knitting, are two things. One, the scrappy sock yarn scarf, which I've been knitting on at work with my scraps from socks. Scrap yarn, scrap sock yarn scraps. Blah, blah, blah. And this is just linen stitch, and I cast on 600 stitches, and I'm doing this scarf lengthwise. And I am so close to being done. About 5 inches, and I'm going to make it about 6 inches wide. And I'm down to like almost nothing on a few of the yarns. And I actually want to just do a few more rows to use those up so they're totally used up. And then there's a few more that I had more of the yarn, so I'll still have more of those left. But I'm pretty pleased with it. I carry it around and work on it here and there at work. So hoping it will be done soon. The other thing that I know I'm going to be done soon that I feel like I've been knitting on forever is one I don't think I'd even started last time I talked to you. But I started Herbivore, which is a shawl with twisted rib stitch and stockinette from Stephen West. And I had had it in my queue a long time. This was one of his earlier designs. And I had started it in a different yarn. I didn't like how the yarn overs were looking. Their holes were too big or something. And I ripped it out. And then when I started it this time, like, I had no the same problem. So I don't know if now suddenly I do yarn overs differently or something, but I didn't have the same kind of weird holy problem. Kind of fixed itself in my knitting, I guess. My yarn was Fleur-de-Lis Argentum yarn, which was something I picked up at Camp Kip. Oh, I don't know, last year, the year before? And I was knitting it on a US 6, and I started it on May 34th. I'm knitting it on a US 6 4mm, and I started it on May 31st. And this was the project I took with me to Vegas. I went that weekend, so I guess almost 3 weeks ago. And I wanted a portable project. I wanted something fairly easy, and I didn't want to do another pair of socks. I was kind of socked out at the moment. So I decided to do a shawl, and this was one I had in my queue, and one I had had the pattern printed out for, and I bought, which I don't buy many patterns. It's great because it's pretty mindless. Like, there's 4 rows and they go back and forth, and I can read my knitting. I don't have to think about it that much. It's just been taking forever, and I don't really think it has, like, no more than any other thing, but I'm intentionally using up every bit of yarn. So I knit the center piece a little longer before I started. It's kind of like a weird crescent shape. You start it off like a triangle shawl where you're just kind of making that point, but then after a certain point, you create 2 more points at the beginning and end. So it kind of creates like a weird crescent. And so I did the center portion a bit longer than the pattern calls for before I started those kind of crescent shapes. And I'm using it till I have almost all the yarn up. And honestly, I am so close to being done. I have 2 rows of knit stitch to do and then binding off. I almost didn't podcast to finish it so I could call it a finished object. But then, yeah, this is the best time for me to podcast. And I just wanted to get this in the can. So close to being done. So happy. It's been a pretty easy knit. It was a great pattern. It's great for the multicolored yarn. Oh, the yarn I'm using is this great Kelly green kind of St. Patrick's Day colors, like multiple green, and then it has the little silver, little shiny bling bling in it, which is the only yarn I have with bling bling. And that's another reason I wanted to use it as a shawl. So this will be like the perfect St. Patrick's Day shawl. The other thing that's still in my whips and will be finished shortly is my Goodall cardigan by Cecily Glowick McDonald. I haven't done too much on it. It's just need to do the folding of the flaps and the neckline and finishing. So that will be next on my sweater board to finish. I could only do one cardigan at a time this week. Gossip. Okay, since I last chatted, I had my housewarming, and that was a lot of fun. We had a lot of friends come over. A lot of people, I was really touched. A lot of people I didn't expect to make it did, even if they had to stop in for just a short time, and everyone loved the new place. Parking was a bit of a pain because we live in the hills and not always fun, but it was a good time, and I liked seeing all of the different friends from me and my boyfriend kind of all meet each other and chat and talk, and everybody had a good time. I was happy to be done because that day, getting to the point of having the party, like the pool table, the boyfriend went and picked up the pool table. This pool table was one of the reasons we chose this place because he has a pool table from when he lived in Seattle 10 years ago when he went to college. And when he moved back to California, it had to go live with his parents because he didn't have a place for it. And there it has resided since. And when we moved, that was one of the things he wanted to find, was a room for his pool table. Well, not just room for his pool table, but room without an impeded shot, which means you need a big room. Hard to find, unless you're willing to give up a living room or something, which I really wasn't able to do. But we found this place and it had the garage, and the garage would have enough room. And I said, sure, you can put it there. And then I'm like, but can we wait till we're in there a little while? Because I'm going to need to sort boxes there temporarily and some other stuff. Well, housewarming's coming, and housewarming's on Saturday. It's Monday. We've just gotten back from Vegas. And he's like, I'm going to go get the pool table this week. I'm like, you are? How are you going to get this pool table? And I can't really help you because I have stuff going on this week. So he rented a truck, went up to his parents with his friend, took it apart, brought it back here, and his parents live an hour away. And he did this after work, and he was just gone one night, and then all the pieces were here. And then on Friday, he's putting them together. And on Saturday, he's putting them together after work, and I have to help lift up slate, and we have to figure out how to level it because garages slope, believe it or not. And we have to move all the stuff in the garage around because I wasn't expecting to have it in there so soon. And so everything has to go to the other side. And it was a big to-do. A big to-do. And we played the pool table that night. I didn't actually. Him and his friends have. And he has yet to play it since then. But it's here in his man garage. But because of that, I had to do all of the prep for food and cleaning and putting stuff outside. And by the time the party rolled around, I was just like pooped. I was just like, all right, this party is just happening, whatever. But then once my friends got here, I had a good time. So the preparation and the hassle and the headaches were worth it. I was just happy. Happy to be having it. And to kind of, as much as a party is fun and you have fun doing it, like the planning, it can be stressful. And I was happy it was done. Yeah, that says something about me, huh? But the weekend before the housewarming, we'd gone to Vegas for my boyfriend to play in some World Series of Poker events. And he initially ended up playing into not placing in either one. But he was pretty happy with his play, at least in one of them. I ended up actually posting the last podcast and doing the notes. I spent a lot of time in my room knitting and watching some Netflix movies I bought because I just wasn't winning at gambling and just wasn't feeling it. But it was interesting to go. Work. We're going through this like feast or famine thing. I'm either really, really busy at work and stuff's going, or stuff comes to a crashing halt because something goes wrong and I'm like bored. It's really annoying. And I'm working overtime, and then like literally I'll work overtime 2 days in a row. Something will go because this is construction, and then my part of the job, nothing will be going on the next day. And so it's like, Okay. The other thing that happened at work, they told me no knitting in meetings. We had a big group meeting where we have a weekly construction meeting, which I've been knitting on since the beginning of the project. And I guess we had, well, no, I know we had some visitors from an outside agency. Apparently it got back to the head of this that somebody said something about, oh, letting me knit in there. And so now I can't knit at work, at meetings anyways. I can still knit while I walk around the field and do inspection. And that really put my nose out of joint. Just really did. Now I do bad things while this meeting is going on, like check my Facebook on my phone and play Candy Crush, though I got caught playing Candy Crush, and so I got in trouble for that this week. I want to knit. It helps me. It's a long, boring meeting run by someone who lets everyone talk too much and makes it go too long. End rant. But anyway, so that's put a cramp. And because of work, you know, I couldn't go to the Stockinette Zombie Retreat, and it's changing some of my other plans because things that were supposed to have happened already haven't, and my busy time is still to come, and it's just frustrating. I am happy I have a job, and sometimes I can knit at it, and that's good. Maybe not as often as I like, but I know that's better than some people. Worldwide Knit in Public Day happened. I was scheduled to go and hang out with Nyla and her new co-host of her podcast down in Anaheim. And that weekend, I decided to say yes to all social things, which I'm sort of an introvert, so not usually my thing, but I'm like, all right, I'm going to push myself. I'm going to say yes to all things because I usually get tired and don't want to go to things. And so Friday night after work, came home, drove an hour to go hang out with friends and watch Free Shakespeare in the Park. We watched King John, not a play I've heard of Shakespeare, and not exactly performed awesomely. Yeah, not one of his best works, but it was fun seeing the friends. But then we got home late. Then on Saturday, I apparently had agreed to go to a friend's graduation who was graduating from nursing school at UCLA. That meant we had to get up and be there at 8:00 in the morning. So we had to leave the house at 7:15, get up early on a Saturday. I don't like to do that. And then I had forgotten how long graduations are. Oh my God. It was so painful. And because we were running a little late, we didn't grab like food or breakfast or anything. I'm like, oh, there'll be something on the campus we can grab. Well, we went right there, went right to the hall, sat right down, and then sat there for the next 3 hours. Yeah, long. I did bring my knitting and did knit a little bit, but it was not what I planned to do. By the time we got out and we saw his friend and we took a picture, I'm like, we got to go. I'm supposed to be in Anaheim, you know, in like 1:00. And the traffic was bad getting back. And then we had to get food because we were both so starving. And by the time all of that happened, it was like almost 1:00 and I checked the traffic and it was going to take me 1.5 hours to get down there. And I was just like, oh, I can't do this. I can't get there. It was only supposed to go 1 to 3 and I wasn't going to get there till almost 3:00 and then like through traffic. And I sadly had to send my regrets and that made me sad because that was of the weekend. So then that night we went to a friend's graduation party, which was fine. And then the next day, we did 2 more things. I can't remember. Oh, Father's Day. So we went and did the Father's Day thing, which I try to get out of, honestly. Other people's family. Even my own family gets on my nerves. And I'm expected to go with his family all the time. And so I did try to get out of Father's Day because I was just tired and I want to stay home and get stuff done. But caused a little bit of strife. And so I said, fine, I'll go. And then I could give the baby gift to his sister. So we did that, and then we came home, and we did something else that night. So, like, I said yes to all things, some of which I would rather not have done, and instead didn't get to do the one thing I really wanted to do. And that kind of made me sad, made me really sad. So no more saying yes to all things if it means I can't do the thing I really, really want to do. That was the lesson learned. Despite missing the official Worldwide Knit in Public event, I did knit in public that day, and as I do a lot of days. And part of the doing all social things is just because here's a little bit of real reality, real world. I'm in a funk. I am. I don't know. It's something that happens to me every so often. It's kind of like a mild, what I would probably say, like a mild depression, though it's not diagnosed or anything, but I'm just in a funk. I just don't want to do things, and things are kind of blah and kind of have a blah outlook, and trying to fight through it by going out and doing social things and getting back to exercise and making myself do exercise. But it's hard. And I've gone through this before, and I know it's something that is just kind of like seasonal disorder or whatever. I don't know why I get it in the summer, but it just happens sometimes. It's another reason I didn't push myself to podcast sooner. It's just because it's like, ugh. But I'm trying to work through it by doing things and getting out there. It's gorgeous where I live, and I started back on my zombie 5K training and just finished week 2. And I'm just trying to make myself go do it. And once I'm out there and walking around, it's really pretty. I found some secret stairs in my neighborhood the other day, like 168 of them straight up. So it was a good workout, but it was cool. It's this little street in my hood that there's all these cute little like houses on. These houses have no street frontage. And so to get to them, you have to climb these stairs. I cannot imagine what it was like to move in. I totally looked this up because I'm like, I must be wrong. They must have some like garage I can't see on the back end. And there was like an article done a few years ago on the paper. And nope, they have to walk up everything 6, 7, 8 flights of stairs. Very quiet up there, very private. But holy moly, that gotta be a pain in the butt. I mean, just grocery shopping. Whew. But it was fun to go through there. It felt like a little kind of like secret little world. That's, I think, all that's going on. Thank goodness for knitting. Keeps me sane. Trailer. I'm going to have a little section where I talk about what I've acquired recently because I'm very excited about it. And I have to give a plug to my awesome friend. So my friend Emily of Ooh Fancy Pants of the Whatcha Swatching podcast, if you did not know or if you don't watch her, has just started a new indie dyer business, and she calls it Fancy Pants Fiber, and she's specializing in self-striping sock yarn to start. I was lucky enough to score on 2 separate weeks, and I did it like everybody else. I went in there and caught the update, didn't ask for any special things, and I got 1 skein of 2 different bases. I got a skein of her spiffy base, which is her 80% merino, 20% nylon, in the colorway Mr. Bear, which is this awesome, like, lilac-y kind of self-striping, which I can't wait to knit with. When I got that one, wasn't the one I really wanted. And so the next week, I stocked and, like, was there the minute it went on sale. And she does her updates at 9 p.m. Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern. And I picked up in her dapper base, which is 75% merino, 25% nylon, the Tequila Sunrise colorway, which is this really cool gray with yellows and reds. And I just loved it. And I really wanted it. So I was really excited. She has just started up. Go check her out if you are a fan of self-striping sock yarns, which I know a lot of people are. She has been selling out. But if you catch her updates on Wednesday, you should be able to. And I think I'm going to make one of these my next projects. I think a pair of socks might be going back on the needles. And I think I might skein this up right away. So I'll put a link to her shop in the show notes if you like to check her out. She's doing a promotion. If you get a skein of her yarn and you make a project within, I think, 6 weeks of purchase, then she will give you a discount code. And I can't remember what it is. But if you check out her website that I'll link to, I'm sure she has the details about it. So again, that is Fancy Pants Fiber, a new awesome indie dyer from my friend Emily. Press junket. Where am I going to be? Well, let's start where I'm not going to be, which again makes me sad. I have decided not to go to SSK. I didn't get in. I did try when the spots opened up. I was too late. There were only supposed to be 3 spots, and there were already 15 people by the time I got there, like a minute and a half after. And so I didn't even put my name in. Then it turns out they went and locked the thread, and then they tried to get in more people. So I might have been able to make it in, but I didn't even try, and that's fine. So I didn't get in. I thought about flying in just for market, but because of where it falls now, like if I wasn't committing to go the whole time, it's really hard for me to go just for the weekend, because the weekend before I have the music festival I'm going to, which will be roasting in the desert for 5 days with my friends, and then coming back and then going there for the weekend. If I were going to do it, I was just going to take the whole week off. So since I didn't get in and I'm not doing that, I decided not to fly just for the weekend. I'm really, really, again, bummed about it. I really wish I would have made it in. There's so many of my friends going, so many people, new people I would have liked to have met, but I guess I just wasn't lucky this year. A lot of people weren't, so I guess I'm in a good crew. So no SSK for me this year. Going to my music festival, and then what I am going to do, not instead, but I fly my nephew out every summer to see me for a week. And now I fly his sister, my niece, out too. She's 3. And they usually have to fly with someone. So my mom usually comes out. So I'm flying all of them out the last weekend of July. And we are going to do fabulous, fun things. I'm actually going to take the week off. And right now I plan to go to the Wild Animal Park and maybe do a sleepover in San Diego. Legoland, which, not a Legoland fan. Been a few times when my nephew was younger. But it is really a great park for kids, for small kids. So my niece will love it. And I hear they have a new water park that I haven't been to. So, and then we're just going to do, you know, parks and beach and all the other stuff. And I'm flying them out like on a Friday. And then my sister will be doing a work convention in Vegas. And so when she's done with that the following week, like on Wednesday, she will fly to LA and she will be here and meet up. And then she'll take them to do some things without me. Like I think they're going to do Disneyland without me and some other things. So I have some other plans and some other commitments that I'm already committed to. But I'm really excited. I always have a good time with them. And no big trip this year. Just doing lots of local things. And there's a ton of local things to do. I will be enjoying that instead of SSK, which I'm not sure it's a good switch, but it is what it is. Hopefully I'm not sounding too whiny. I don't mean to be whiny. Really excited my niece and nephew are coming, and we're going to do all sorts of fun things. And hopefully I have a yarn friend coming in, and I will steal away some time from my family and go to some LYSs and some other things. And that's all fun. Then other trips besides the commitment I have to go to Cognitive Fiber Retreat, which I got in, yay, in October with Dr. Gemma of the Cognitive Fiber podcast. And I'm in Knit in the Mitten in Michigan in November, which is Coggy of the High Fiber Diet podcast. I don't have any definite plans for any other travels right now, which it's kind of odd, but with work being so busy and knowing I want to plan a big trip in the fall somewhere international, just haven't made any more trip plans. I do want to say, if anyone is coming in visiting the LA area, shoot me a PM. Maybe we can meet for coffee or something. I'd love to do that more. I always hit it off with knitters. Love the knitters. Production notes. Just a reminder, I have a contest right now for June. It is a surprise contest, meaning I want you to tell me about your best surprise or favorite surprise or recent surprise, any surprise. And in return, the prize will be a surprise. That's right. I'm going to send you a surprise prize. I promise it will be awesome, though. That contest is open until June 30th, and there's been so many great entries already, and so I really appreciate that. Show notes and the podcast can be found at www.hollywoodknitter.com. You can find me as Allison1031 on Ravelry. Be my friend. I will be yours. On Twitter and Instagram, I am also Allison1031. On Plurk, I'm Hollywood Knitter. And if you happen to be on MyFitnessPal, which I'm trying to get back into, I'm sort of hit or miss. I'm great about tracking. Other days, not so much. But I am Gumdrop31 on that. Also, please check out and join the Ravelry group, the Hollywood Knitter podcast. I will be holding a member giveaway when I reach 300. I am only, I think, like 15 people away. So that will be exciting. Again, thank you guys for coming back and listening to me, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. That's a wrap from Hollywood, where fantasy meets fiber and dreams are knit.